B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in this chest. Oh!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars and total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, welcome.
Morning, Gus.
What's going on?
Morning.
Now, is golf something that you two bet on?
Yeah, I do it. We did a podcast Monday. Tucker Silva was our guest here from 98.5 The Sports Hub, and he's a big golf guy. And we gave out some picks. I'm sure people will always bet on who they think will win the Masters, but there's so much other value. You know, for example, for me, I'm betting the ranking of a lefty. You know, for example, who will be the top lefty to finish in the tournament? It's either Brian Harman at plus 240 or Phil Mickelson at plus 350.
There are two lefties in the tournament?
No, there's like five. You can bet the field at plus 185, okay. Right?
Yeah, you know, the other guys as well.
Yeah, all right. Exactly. So that you... Now, is there a reason Mickelson is... I'm not aware of Harman. Is there a reason he is under Harman?
I don't know either. But I wonder if it's, you know, because I know Lifshatz likes to bet who makes the cut and who doesn't.
Do you have any stories about Phil Mickelson's wild sports gambling?
I don't. I wish I did. I've never been involved in anything Phil Mickelson did in gambling. I know a guy he was involved with, and he said that Mickelson was great, and then after this guy got jailed, that Mickelson never talked to him again, which is...
I guess I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
If I'm a big famous celebrity who's a degenerate gambler, maybe I wouldn't want to be keeping ties with people who have been jailed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he didn't say anything bad about Mickelson or his dealings with him or anything.
How many guys do you guys know who have been imprisoned for gambling?
I know very few.
None.
Very few. I know.
Incarcerated Bob?
Oh, yeah. He's one.
But he went to jail for gambling cold-blooded murder?
Assault. Something else.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't
right.
Cold-blooded murder?
It was not cold-blooded murder.
Oh, okay. Just know he was an insider. I forgot that was right. Why he ended up serving some time, apparently. Thus his name, Incarcerated Bob.
You're going to get in trouble for something else. I mean...
Yeah. You know. All right. So you don't know anyone who has had their ring collapse around them, because is that ever a worry of yours when you're gambling that the ring could go down and then there goes all your money?
I do know a guy. He is a very high profile bettor. His name is Spanky, and his entire world. I know
he's still alive after all these years. He's still got that Little Rascals money.
Yeah. Well, he is a very, very high profile bettor. One of the sharpest guys around. And he was jailed for, you know, all the, you know, non-tax evasion and all that stuff and, you know, bookmaking and whatever. And, yeah, I mean, he told me basically that, like, you know, there were like five or six people in his life that actually kept in contact with him after that happened. But the rest of everyone in this world who he was involved with, hundreds of people just, completely ignored him.
You got to be pretty dumb to get in trouble for it now with all... like it being legalized in so many different places, right? And everyone's keeping receipts at those legalized places. So don't you have to kind of be really, really an amateur to get in trouble with the law with this stuff now?
No. Not really.
Not at all.
Not really. I mean, if you're running a book and you get caught, you're going to jail.
Yeah, that's called, you don't pay taxes on the tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're bringing in.
Yeah. The government frowns on that?
Yes. They if you're making lots and lots of money, damn, they would like their 50% of it.
You better get started doing it.
No, you got to be a real sucker to go down with your million-dollar operation. All right. So now, aside from the left-handers that are going off here, is there anyone that you like? I see Dustin Johnson. I don't like this DeChambeau fellow one bit. He's far too muscular. He pays attention to the humidity. Again, he probably, with all the crap he does, he probably saves himself one stroke every 25 years. So I would refuse to bet on him out of principle. But is there anyone that you guys are liking in the Masters more than others?
I mean, the square pick that everyone is on this week is Jordan Spieth. I mean, everyone is on. I think DraftKings put out their percentage of handle yesterday, and it was significantly higher than anyone else.
I think he won the last tournament that just happened.
Right, he did. Yeah. He won the tournament right before this. I actually bet Spieth over McIlroy in the head-to-head matchup, which I feel is there's a good amount of value in these head-to-head matchups, Fred. Not for tournament. They also do like round one, round two, round three matchups and everything. So there's some good value there. Top 10s, top 20s, but I'll tell you, everyone loves Jordan Spieth this weekend, which makes my matchup. I have him over McIlroy. I think McIlroy is trash, so I'm a little worried about that. But I'm not a big golf guy. Like, I don't, you know, it's not my thing. I'm not going to pretend to know about it. Like, you know,
you bet on it to just enjoy the tournament.
I bet based upon other people's information of who I trust. But I can tell you that I don't know enough. Like, for instance, Hardy knows way more than I do.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that you guys do know about, and that is the world of professional wrestling. And here I sit, Joe Murray.
Yeah, program announcement, by the way. So WrestleMania is two nights this year in Tampa Bay. So obviously because of COVID, they can't have people. Well, they will be people in the stands, but Sunday night after WrestleMania, we will be live on the air here on 98.5
nice!
Sports Hub.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. With Jay Stu and everybody too.
Jay Stu,
Roman studio. Reigns has a wrestling event during the weekend. Does he not?
He's the champ.
I have Peacock. Do I get WrestleMania
for free? Yep.
Nice. Okay. Good. All right. Well, that's
Saturday
nice.
Saturday night and Sunday night.
Okay.
So, yep. Seven. Yep.
Two nights. It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Oh no. I mean, listen. This whole week has been a commitment. We got Raw on Monday. We had the Hall of Fame on Tuesday. NXT last night and tonight. Tomorrow night we get SmackDown.
Too much.
And then two more days, and then Raw on Monday, and then NXT Tuesday. Wait, and AEW Wednesday.
If I tune into one fight this weekend, what's the one? What's going to be the most ridiculous one? Like, is there going to be a Druid graveyard?
Boneyard.
What about Bad Bunny and The Miz?
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny.
The celebrity ones are never good.
Bunny's been awesome if you've been watching WWE.
Well, he's a Bad Bunny. I mean, that's why he's bad.
We haven't. Let's pretend we haven't watched.
The Miz was on The Real World and was racist. It's so funny. Every time I see The Miz, I'm like, you're the dude that was on The Real World that was racist.
That's right.
So give me one that's going to be the most utterly ridiculous, where hopefully a druid shows up or two.
I don't know if a druid will, but, you know, of course, The Fiend.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. He's the insane cloud posse looking dude, correct?
Yes, his name is Bray Wyatt.
Who?
Well, his alter ego is The Fiend. He is taking on the legend killer, Randy Orton.
Okay, now will this be a pre-taped one, complete with B-movie production? Like,
blood.
We don't know. So Randy Orton lit The Fiend on fire. And there's been promos for 3 months.
I popped his blitzers backstage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's pretty gross. Lit him on fire.
That's really
literally gross. Lit him on fire, and he fell through the ring.
Literally.
True story.
Lit him on fire.
And then all of a sudden, The Fiend came back looking
the
all
ring
burned.
Like a goose.
And now they're going off at WrestleMania.
Well, that's the one I have to watch now. Like, why would I watch, you know, whoever these other people, like Bad Bunny or Cesaro, whoever that guy is.
Cesaro's going to swing. He's taking on Seth Rollins, who's engaged to Becky Lynch, who hit on Fred.
Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins has the perpetually wet hair, correct?
Oh, yeah. He's a wicked douche. Like, I mean, just like you hate everything about the guy.
Babyface. Wait a minute.
No way.
I want to know how come you're not going to this thing.
Like, not this year. I just didn't want to be judged. Look, next year is Dallas. I'm already got. Already
how
ready to
did
go.
Sarge, he was so proud of himself, how did he get into the Brutus the Barber Beefcake Hall of Fame introduction?
What was good about that? Great story, actually. So him and the Wong father. Him and the Wong father got an invite. They sat with Kane, who just got inducted to the Hall of Fame, also a fire guy. They gave up their tickets. And
they lit him on fire, too?
Pretty much.
They light everyone on fire in wrestling now?
There's a lot of thing? Dude, there's a
he
lot
had
of fire.
Sinned.
There's a lot of fire.
There's a lot of fire, a lot of pyro.
For a guy who doesn't watch wrestling, just hearing that they all get lit on fires.
They've run out of things to do, Dan. That's makes what sense. It is. They've run out of things.
By the way, I got an email that I'm kind of jumping all over, but I got an email that Sarge was at some like insurance conference as a keynote speaker.
Oh,
whoa.
Jesus.
What?
Come on.
Yes. I know he was at Boom Boom Games yesterday, but I don't know about an insurance speaker.
Where was Sarge?
No. Boom Boom Games, silly.
A proud sponsor of our Midday
That's
show.
Right.
Yeah, he was at what Boom is, Boom Games.
Rick, you would love this place.
It's a boom match.
Boom Games is
first one to take a dump in the ring.
It's what I hear in the restroom. It's down the hall. Right around 9 o'clock every morning.
It was a Boom Boom match. The Miz, he was all blocked up because Mr. Fuji was shoving cheese down his gullet. The Boom Boom match couldn't go. Right. It went off with a hitch.
I believe Bill Ricker somewhere in
first
the
one to drop. First one to drop meat loses.
No. Opposite true. First one go poo wins.
Oh, really? Well, that's...
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair in a boom boom match. Yes, you called.
Oh, yeah.
I will be refereeing. All right, well, listen, you guys. We have to break. I'm trying. I
got to find real quick.
I'm experimenting with the clock.
Where is. Okay, I want to find out what is this place Sarge was at? Like, what is Boom Boom?
Yeah, mean? I got to figure. It was either Instagram, email, or something. Someone sent me something that they're like, I could send you audio. Sarge is a keynote speaker at some event. And I got it this morning. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out during the break. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, Solak and Bertrand.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
What is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I like walking into conversations off the air about Sarge and then just making proclamations.
Yeah.
All right, so I will share with everyone, 98.5 The Sports Hub, we have the Bankroll Boys in the studio. We are Tutcher and Rich. I won't give his whole name in case he doesn't want me to, but RJ, thank you for sending this to me on Instagram. I do read your Instagram messages, but once if I get back to you, then they all go in this one file, and every time it's messed up. So I don't like to write back on Instagram, but I do read them. And this one says, Freddie T, I'm attending a virtual insurance industry networking event today. I normally wouldn't attend, but when I saw Mike Sarge Riley was hosting, I had to sign up. If there's any audio worth hearing, I'll send it over to Rich. No charge for the Sarge. I put a picture up on Instagram, at Fred Tutcher on Instagram, of Sarge hosting a screenshot from the virtual meeting. Would anyone care to just pay? Rich, have you seen it?
No, I'm looking right now.
Don't look.
Okay.
What do you think it looks like?
Okay, so Sarge...
It's a virtual meeting. So what do you... he's at home.
All right. I'm going to say something, but I don't think this is what it is because he wouldn't do this. Does he got the weight belt, the wrestling belts behind his head?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wrestling belts.
I got.
Going by Sarge, which is the greatest news ever.
Okay, he's back as Sarge because he didn't want to be Sarge for a while.
He got away from Sarge.
I got these wrestling belts.
So he's speaking at a. What kind of business was this?
I put an insurance smear, but an insurance seminar. It's an insurance seminar. That he was doing yesterday, and I would guess it's to encourage people. If you do what I do, you can make money. And what better illustration of your vast wealth than many many fancy belts in the background?
For Sarge.
This there's makes no Joe so uncomfortable. This
there's
makes,
no one who seeks a side hustle more than Sarge. So good for him, man. But
I'll be DJing at the club. I have 9 heavyweight championship belts.
Yeah. Joe Murray can only shake his head.
I love Sarge.
I mean, Sarge is doing insurance seminars. He's at Boom Boom Games. You know, he's doing.
Figures for the guys yesterday.
What is Boom Boom Games again?
So Boom Boom. It's actually you'd like it, Rich. They have like action figures, old games. Anything from like the old days, if you want, vintage stuff.
You see, these Nintendo games are going for well over $500,000 now.
Well, that was that one special Super Mario Brothers. Oh, so they got the old school Nintendo, like the old systems. See, to me, I love those stores. The ones where it's the nostalgia row where they have all the old consoles that you could buy and stacks of the NES games. Unashamed nostalgia. I'm all in on that.
And wrestling figures.
Wrestling figures.
Yeah, figurines. But they don't bend the right way. No. I want, if I'm doing the camel clutch, I want to see neck snapping.
Do you want the Rock's eyebrow to move as well?
Like, can it be cool. Your action figure can do that?
But I would rather have his signature move, which was what?
People's elbow. The Rock was that.
It was the people's elbow.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, not so great. Maybe next time use Don Morocco's hair pull. Dig it, guys.
Did you guys have the wrestling man pillows that you used to body slam under the bed?
I had an Ultimate Warrior one signed.
I'll give you $1 million for it.
And I had a Macho King when he became the Macho King.
That's what they call my bed, the Macho King. Because even in bed, I'm macho.
Right.
I wear chains and leather.
That was right next to the belt when he was talking, the Macho King.
Yeah, I got the Macho King, yep.
Yeah. Boom
Come
Boom
on
Games
in here and discipline me.
Boom Boom Games, sponsor of the Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, right. That's right, Inside the Ropes. So why doesn't Boom Boom Games come and give us anything?
There was a box waiting for the midday show.
I know.
When we left yesterday.
Oh my goodness!
They know how much we love like classic video games.
I know
we're obsessed with it. Fred loves cards. You know, collecting cards. Kids love Pokemon. If you want to throw some of those in.
I hear advertisements on this station for a baseball card shop, and I'm like, I would do it for cards.
I heard that.
I guess I must be so horrible at it that just no one. I'm not even being facetious. I have to be so horrible at this stuff that they just don't want me anywhere near it. But I'll tell you, Boom Boom Games. I mean we would be into Boom Boom Games. But there is a picture, and it says Sarge, which makes me very happy. I know it makes you happy, Reg. And it's Mike Sarge Riley in front of all of his belts. Telling people about the insurance game.
Well, I give a lot of credit to whoever lined him up because that would have been must see for me. Like I wouldn't miss work that
day. They got RJ to do it. It was this RJ fella.
So
all right,
good for them.
Is there a limit of money I can bet on WrestleMania?
There has to be. Right?
Yeah, but so I guess last night was NXT, which is like their developmental, which isn't really even developmental anymore. But people were betting on that.
It's kids.
And I now kind of realize if I ever was to become a wrestler, I would now that DraftKings is involved. Like so, I wonder this week if when guys come to the ring, if there'll be like odds, you know, kind of like in UFC or whatever.
There probably will be.
But my persona would be the guy that knows like who the big underdog is and kind of like rig it so I win the money. Like that would be like my wrestling alter ego to like if like Bad Bunny's minus -850 but The Miz is like plus +1,000, I'd rig the fight somehow where The Miz won and I cashed in on $1,000.
Would
Do
you
the
have
celebrities
to wrestle?
Ever lose? Do they ever lose the celebrities?
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not talking about the villain ones. Like when you bring in like Donald Trump and like you know back in the day he was huge and all that.
Mike Tyson
Tyson knocked out
Floyd Mayweather beat the Big Show.
Shaq came in on the AEW thing and killed it. He was great.
But Shaq, like, really wants to wrestle. Mike Tyson hit Shawn Michaels, and he, like, really hit him.
Yeah. He turned. That was one of those. That was a wicked turn. Swerve is what they call it.
Who saw that coming with
he
Mike Tyson?
He was part of DX, and then all of a sudden.
I had the script.
Who saw Mike Tyson?
I have my own wrestling character called I Eat Your Guts.
They have that guy. His name is the Boogeyman.
Yeah, he stole it from me. Yeah. I desecrate the body. I make sure you never get into any afterlife. I desecrate your body so you're forever entrapped in a purgatory of hellishness. Guys, pretty cool, huh?
Stop joking.
Is he one of Kyle Van Noy's boogeymen?
My finishing move is I get arrested in real life. My finishing move is they have to close up the business because it went too far.
All right. We got a couple. I want to one thing before we go to the degenerate special here. Teddy Bridgewater, Bovada's got odds who he's going to be a quarterback. Do you guys believe the trade for Sam Darnold was for him to start? They put out a hype video of Sam Darnold, by the way, yesterday, with fast edits of clips from movies, which is always really fun. Really shows your professionalism, but they put this hype video out. I am to believe that they gave up all that to start Sam Darnold. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, he's definitely the starter. I mean, it wasn't like a massive amount of draft capital, but you don't invest that, even just that amount of capital for a backup quarterback, pick up his fifth year option, which is like 15, 20 million, whatever it is. So you can like bench him. That's not what they're going to do. And a lot of people are talking about, oh, they're still going to draft a quarterback at whatever, seven.
I don't think so.
I'd be shocked.
No, they got Sam Darnold because they don't like the quarterbacks that would be left at seven.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, I mean, if I'm them and you just added Darnold, I mean, I'm looking at like Kyle Pitts at seven or something, you know, a wide receiver, something elite to give Darnold. I mean, you just invested your capital there. Why not invest more just not at the position? They're starting Darnold and hopefully we'll see what happens. I think Teddy Bridgewater could be a potential option here because of that.
Well, it's funny because the odds you give for the Panthers are the favorite, then Broncos, Texans, Steelers, then all in a row Bears, Raiders, Falcons, Dolphins. I don't see the Patriots on there.
I think the Steelers right there is a good one.
I'm surprised the Steelers didn't try to trade for Darnold.
Yep, and I think they'd be in the one team that I'd actually look at here when it comes to Teddy Bridgewater is the Saints. Right? I mean, they're going to go with...
they had success with him.
Yeah, I would probably look to him. I mean, they won with him. He's a game manager. I wouldn't be surprised
if they have no cap. They're
hosed.
Yeah, they would have to make several moves to do that. By the way, John sent us a link yesterday to this Athletic. If it's one guy who did this, it's insane.
Yes.
But I spent well over an hour yesterday looking at this thing. Oh, okay. I love the draft.
Yeah.
And it's this, it's a PDF file. You have to get it in a PDF file because it's too big for the Athletics like server. And this guy breaks down, I mean, an incredible amount of prospects, including their how they did in high school, who they were recruited by.
It's comprehensive. I've never seen anything like it. We have the Our Lads guy on, and Our Lads is good.
Yeah.
This thing takes it to the next level.
In fact, it educated me on Micah Parsons, and I don't know if I would draft that kid.
If I'm the Lions, I would at seven.
A lot of problems. That kid's had a lot of minor problems. He seems to be a bit of an attitude problem.
One name to consider. I've been talking about him. I know Dan doesn't like him, but Kellen Mond is going to be the big name.
We were talking about him yesterday.
I do like Mond.
Oh, you like Mond.
Has been texting with him, and he is Chris Sims' third quarterback on the board.
The Athletic half ranked eighth.
He got smoked against Alabama, but I think everybody did.
He didn't have the talent. You could always make the argument that Texas A&M doesn't have nearly the talent of Alabama. True. So he was in a situation where maybe he couldn't succeed against those SEC powerhouses.
And we'll have NFL draft odds over the next couple of weeks here. The 29th is the draft.
Let's get to the degenerate special. I saw your tweet. What is going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, Rich has been looking for degenerate
one
special.
Last week, baby.
Yeah. That's right. The Red Sox, or actually neither team, scoring a run in the first inning.
Right.
That one hit, so I'm still in the red.
Minus
just by
100.
All right, minus 100. I like it. Let's get moving. What do we got there, Lifshatz?
All right, so we got we're going back to South Korean soccer, which has started back up again, Rich. So you know your favorite. We're going Seoul versus Pohang over 2.5, which is plus money right now. So plus 110 for Seoul Pohang over 2.5.
Oh, let's do it. Let's put 200 on that one. What do you say?
There you go.
Ring the bell.
All right.
All right. There you have it.
Wrong show.
The Bankroll Boys.
You when's the game, by the way? When's the game?
Saturday.
Saturday. Okay.
Saturday. Well, Friday night at 3:30 in the morning. Saturday.
Yeah, so I'll get one of those early morning tweets with hopefully Moneybag emojis on it from Lifshatz.
I will be driving to Northboro on Saturday morning, so I will hear the Bankroll Boys from 7 to 9. On Saturdays, you can hear the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can hear Inside the Ring with every cool dude at the station coming up live after WrestleMania on Saturday or Sunday.
Is that Saturday or Sunday night?
Oh, it's going to be Sunday night, 10 or 11 to midnight, whatever it is.
They'll still be here when we get in.
Yeah.
I mean, anything goes.
Sarge might be here all night.
It's going to be like Airheads. I'm going to take over the station. All right, guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening. You were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Doug Smith, who struck out in his first at bat of the season. What is that sound?
That's me. James, sorry.
This is for, was that you?
Yes.
I thought that was coming from the ballpark. I was thinking, what is that?
I had the... don't go there.
Don't go where?
I got a slight emergency at home. That's what it is. That's
everything outside you okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, but I thought I had the iPad turned off. Obviously, I didn't. So...
Can we...
It's nothing serious.
Can we help in any way?
Someone was supposed to feed my cat, and she hasn't fed the cat in a while, and she used the wrong key, and it's jammed in the door. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get in my house tonight.
Wait a second.
Dom lifts one out to left. Hit pretty well. Back goes Joyce near the wall. It's out of here. Dom Smith with the Mets' first home run of the season.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Never say nothing happens during this show. Ladies and gentlemen, Patriots QB Brian Hoyer is set to visit the Jets. A longtime backup in New England emerges as a potential backup and mentor to the new rookie QB in New York. Stealing the playbook.
Whenever that goes off and I don't know what it is, I worry.
Stealing the playbook.
That's my fault. I should have known that one.
He is... They're playing chess and you're playing checkers.
Well, they need a quarterback.
If Hoyer signs there, he's dead to me. I'll burn my Hoyer jersey.
I have his jerseys going all the way back from Michigan State.
Ah.
Because I'm a true fan. Do your kids make fun of you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, I can only imagine what's going on in your house, Rich, because, are you guys probably have your own language at this point.
We speak in clicks, yes.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it's like Esperanto, like when twins you can mind meld with each other. But my son makes fun of me, and nothing is off limit. It is, I watched Eddie Murphy Delirious, and he's talking about, like, if he did anything, his father would, like, hit him, or his mom would hit him, and things like that. And I know there's old school people out there where the kids don't talk back. But, I mean, no physical characteristic of mine is off limits. None. No physical characteristic of mine is off limits. things that you two will never see are in terms of making fun of are never off limits. There is no line that has been drawn to the physical features of me that he can make fun of. If he happens to catch a glimpse of me, then he will turn around and start announcing deficiencies in my potty. And then my wife will be put into a part of defending my body. But nonetheless, it's an open discussion about parts of my body that I never thought would be openly discussed in a household.
Did you ever do that with your parents where you were kind of like joking around and maybe even testing the – because there's an age where you test the waters, and it's usually right around like 12, 13, and you try to see what you can get away with. And did you ever accidentally step over that line and get in big trouble?
Oh, yeah.
No, because I went to the suicide well a lot until it didn't, until it lost its luster.
What do you mean?
Once I hit, like, once you go, well, I'm just going to kill myself. And then, you do that. And then, like, the first time, like, your mom freaks out. And then by, like, the fifth time, it's, like, just ignored. So once that was the sweet spot, there was no time my parents, I mean, I got spanked and stuff. My dad one time grabbed me by the neck and picked me up and against the wall, showing an amount of strength I didn't realize he had. He couldn't do it now, though.
But was it like for being a smartass? Like, did you like say something to him that you realized as soon as the words came out that this is not the reaction I expected? My dad was very, like, he never really got that angry. So when he got angry, it was a big deal. I mean, he saved it. Like, maybe once a year would he get really angry at me. And I remember one time we were sitting at the dinner table, and we didn't have a ton of money, and we used to go look at other houses because, you know, kind of like a dream, one day we'll move into a big house. And I remember they were saying something about the houses that they went to, and I said, yeah, we're never going to move in any of those. And my dad got, like, pissed. And he's never, like, hit me, but he grabbed me. He grabbed me, and, like, my arm almost turned purple. And he said, you're grounded for a week. And he goes, go to your room. I don't want to see your face for the rest of the day. Like, it was almost like you're insulting, like, how hard I've been working. It was one of those things where I was trying to bust a little bit of balls. I was like, oh, boy.
And he failed you. You didn't get you the good house.
No, we ended up getting it. My dad ended up, he worked his ass off, and we ended up getting a nicer, house.
Everyone was already gone probably by then. It's too late. You were right. He was wrong. He shouldn't have punished you.
That was the one time where it was like, okay, I think I went a little bit over. And, like, you know, my kids are testing it too. They haven't gotten to that point yet, but they've...
I don't even know when the point is. I mean, he can't get in my physical stuff. I mean, he's
Physical stuff's fine. Like, physical
penis,
stuff's fair game.
Everything else is out there.
Yeah, physical stuff's fair game.
He's just...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How often do your kids see your penis?
My son? I don't know. Not a lot. But enough to obviously make fun.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
That's not good.
I don't know. How often are you at a pool or a beach or something where you're in a changing area with someone, or if you're at a urinal next to someone?
Mm-hmm. I never saw my dad without his pants on.
Oh, my God.
Always saw him with his underwear on.
I saw my dad without his pants on every day.
Well,
all day.
You were telling me about the story of him upstairs when he had friends downstairs.
Oh, yeah. He would get pissed that he would go, upstairs, I go, uh-oh, he's coming, because he doesn't come downstairs very often. But when he came downstairs, I would have to go, Dad, people are over. And pissed because he would have to close his robe. I saw my dad's penis 5 hours a day. Five hours a week.
My dad was like, he must had like tighty-whities painted on his body. Like, he was always, I saw him that dad, a million times.
My dad wore tighties. They oftentimes in back were not whities anymore. But they were tidies.
No, my dad did not have a stain problem. Oh, I would give him that. They're always clean.
Oh, yeah. My dad. No, my dad had no business wearing tidy whities. They were, there was a, well, they would stain.
Anyone from that generation wear boxers? Anyone?
No one did.
They were all tidy whities.
Which, if I wear, I don't have any tidy whities, but I have those boxer briefs and they're terrible. But yeah, my son just walks around now and, and then when I come home, where were you? He sits around. He makes fun of my penis. He makes fun of everything. Makes fun of fat, stupid, just everything. And I mean, what am I going to do? He's right. I'm going to punish him for being right. He'll get all confused. Yeah, it's a different world. My dad was more if I was the only one. If I was fighting with my mom and it was annoying him, he would come downstairs and yell. But he would be full frontally nude. He would have a robe on, but no underwear.
Well, my dad, I mean, that's the times I saw him the maddest, and that is if I even said the slightest mouth off to my mom.
Which I always think is funny.
I told her to shut up one time, and that's one of the worst trouble I've ever been in.
If I got in trouble for telling my mom to shut up, I would have been in trouble constantly. If my kids got in trouble for telling me to shut up, they would be in trouble constantly.
It's the worst trouble I think I've gotten into. I set someone's backyard on fire one time, and I didn't get in as much trouble as telling my mom to shut up at the dinner table.
That is weird. Like, that whole protecting the mom thing is kind of weird to me. I mean, they're the adult, too. They're in a position of power. That, like, chivalrous, like, protecting your wife from your kids. That's something I never really got. Because I hear stories about that a lot, like people who like mouth off to their mom and their dad got like super pissed. My dad was just annoyed that I was making a fuss and it was interrupt. And if he could hear me over the extreme volumes that he played the TV at, as he would fall asleep to C-SPAN on full blast, and then if he could hear that, then he was coming down. But I mean, I told you I went over to this Charles kid's house and his dad was buck naked at the dinner table. We went over to another kid's house. This kid's a wine sommelier now. And his dad had a Sergio Cecchini, sweat top zipped up, showing chest hair, Star of David, rocking it all underneath. No pants. No pants, no underwear. Came to the door.
Could you imagine? That would be front page news right now.
If you came to your own door naked, I don't know.
If it's like a kid and
well, I don't know. I mean, it's your house, man.
You're talking about you were spending the night at someone's house and he was walking around with no pants on, the dad.
Charles, I almost gave his last name. Yes, his dad was nude at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's front page news if that was to ever get out now.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird, but it was like, I like being naked at home. What are you going to do about it?
Never had
it. It was never a mom. It was never cool like a mom was naked. It was always the dad. But I imagine this kid's dad was pretty cool because he had a Sergio Cecchini warm-up jacket zipped and the huge Star of David. And, like, the tuft of hair. He was like a Frank Viola, like a Jewish Frank Viola.
That's what I was thinking of.
And, like, he was, like, divorced and everything. I imagine he was just, like, plowing some chick. And, like, we, like, knocked on the door. And he's like, hang on, honey. And he like, came to the door and he was like, ah. Like, and he was in a good mood. His kid's a sommelier now in a New York City restaurant. Very difficult to get that job.
Yep.
But every time I see him put something on Facebook, I go, oh, that's the dude whose dad came to the door naked.
Sure.
Ugh. I want my friend. I've had to have had a friend who see my father naked, or at least fully. He always had a robe on, but it was always in a state. It was always open. So there had to have been an incident one time. There had to have been where someone was spending the night or something and my dad didn't realize it and came down naked. No, but I'm not naked around the house, but I mean, certainly, my daughter probably has not seen me nude in a very long time. I certainly have not seen her nude in a very long time. She's 10. But my son, a couple times a month, probably sees me nude.
Should you walk out, like, outside your room, or is it just he happens to be in your room?
No, I don't walk around the house naked. No, okay. It would be...
So where does he see you?
He, like, if it's like a time to shower and I'll go up and shower, he'll like wait because they shower in our bedroom. Mm-hmm. So he'll like wait like and be talking to me and like see me. No, but I don't walk around naked. But no, he sees me. My daughter does not as much, but I never see my daughter naked anymore. That with a daughter, you guys don't have daughters. With a daughter, It's a nonverbal understanding, at least at my house, that like at like 8 or 7 or 8 that like, all right, like we don't have to talk about this.
Sure.
Like
go talk to your mom.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you want to take a bath, like she knows to get her mom. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It must be genetic. It must be in your DNA to know these things. But yeah, my son, and then he'll sit there and he'll critique my body like there's no tomorrow. He always has got something to say. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, my father was always naked growing up, but the craziest thing was I was like the first person to get dropped off on the school bus, like fourth, fifth grade. And if he was by the front door, he would literally moon the entire school bus.
I don't doubt that.
Moon.
I mean, if you're on the school bus, that's the greatest day ever.
Oh, yeah.
And the windows were open, and everyone would cheer. And even though, like, the bus driver would, like, hysterically laugh, it was just like...
Yeah, that's a felony now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like when you're a kid, it's probably the greatest thing ever. As an adult, you go, oh, somebody put this guy in jail.
Expose yourself to a bunch of minors?
Expose yourself to the kids, yeah. Right. It's like.
That's true. That's a jail term right there.
Yes.
To a bus, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the rule would be about being nude in your own house and a kid happened to see you. I mean, that can't be a crime.
No, but that sounded intentional to
me. No. Yeah, I just said, mooning a bus of children.
Yes.
Yes. That seems to me to that probably would, I don't think it's a felony, but I think it would be, it would not be something you want to be charged with. It'd probably make the paper. You know, you'd probably get around town that you did that. Yeah. You know, I don't think you walk away from that scot-free. You know, I don't think you're going to jail for the rest of your life. Right. But, you know, that's hijinks with a consequence. But
old Peter Pants off at 35 Oak Lane. There he is again.
It is interesting. I wonder what the rules are in terms of... the one thing was, and I've said this before, is that if you went to a guy's house, that was the guy's house. That was the dad's house. And, like, they didn't give an F that you were there. They didn't, at least when I grew up, they didn't care. Like, it was their house, and they were going to do what they were going to do. Like, you stayed out of their way. And if you didn't like him being nude at the dinner table, then you didn't sit down at the dinner table. That's what he had to say. There was a place, it was a man's castle still in those days, in the 80s. It was still a man's castle. Now it is not. Now you just get moved out and made fun of and question your manhood and everything else that goes on in the house. I don't even know what I don't even yell about anything anymore. I don't even know what I would yell about. There's no rules. It's just anarchy.
Okay.
There's no rules in the house anymore. I don't even know what I would yell about. I mean, in terms of treating me with any respect, that's completely out the window. It's more of these, if they got in trouble for treating someone outside the house with disrespect, then you would have to punish them. But apparently, anything goes when it comes to me. That much is true. So, glad I had kids. It's always a good ego boost at the end of the day. All right, Rich, I understand that young Nicholas went out to the Celtics game last night.
Red Sox game.
Oh, the Red Sox game.
Red Sox recaps from that YouTube game.
Yeah, got out there with some sun fun out there at Fenway Park. We will hear all about that coming up in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.